I'm afraid. I'm making you hotter. Because I cough and my lecture is maybe pretty difficult to understand because of my English teacher. That night, I was trying to skeleton of lecture was like this. Can you read it? The first teaching. The we have four or three a series of Buddhist teaching. The teaching the teaching that the teaching that everything is changing. In Japanese, shogyo mujo, or Chinese, shogyo mujo, teaching that everything is changing. This teaching can be could be understood in two ways. The one, the teaching as the law of the truth. This thing, teaching is always true, you know, whether we observe it or not. If everything is changing, that means non-substantial. There is no substantial being. You know, we are only composed being from various elements. We are non-substantial being. A, non-substantiality. B, as the presupposed teaching of the teaching of the selflessness. Teaching of selflessness is the a teaching that everything changes, and teaching of selflessness, the second one, is two of the four important teachings. The four teachings are teaching that everything changes, and teaching of selflessness, and teaching of suffering, and teaching of Nibbana. Those are the four important teachings of Buddhism. So we call it four series of Buddhist teaching. And this teaching is presupposed teaching, for the second teaching of the selflessness, because everything is composed being. So there is nothing which is understood to be self. That is a teaching of selflessness. Usually, if we say selflessness, you may understand that that is a teaching, you know, or a human being who are very selfish, you know. But actually, not only human being, but also everything has no self. So, and the actual, you know, teaching for human being could be this teaching of selfless, everything is changing, could be applied for the human life. A, to be free from attachment. If, you know, everything is changing, there is nothing which we can attach to, actually. So this is for human being, the teaching of attachment, non-attachment. B, idea of faith, free from idea of faith. And C, to make best effort in each moment. So only way for us is to make best effort in each moment, because that which actually exists is we in this moment, you know, because we will change into something else in another minute. So the only way to reach the reality is to make best effort in each moment. This is the actually the framework, fundamental framework of Buddhist teaching. And the second teaching is extended teaching from the teaching that everything is changing. And this is the teaching of selflessness. A, in time span. B, in space span. In time span, because we are changing moment after moment, so there's nothing to be called self. In space span, you know, we are interrelated to many things. We cannot be completely independent from other beings. So this in space span, it is we should understand that everything has no self. ABC, the way of change. In the way of change, nothing permanent involved. It means that, you know, in some religion, you know, something creates us, you know. We do not understand in that way. Everything is changing. Then you may ask, who make us, you know, change? But we do not have any idea of something like God, who make everything change. So we have no idea of somethingness whatsoever. So including everything, you know, everything changes. There's nothing which does not change. So that is why people called Buddhist non-atheist. We have no idea of God, which is absolutely permanent, and which has almighty power. No, we have no such idea. So, here, in way of change, nothing permanent or absolute and is not involved. So, in short, we do not have any idea of deity, which is permanent. This is the teaching, you know. teaching of selflessness as a true law of the truth. And when we apply this teaching to our everyday life, it is also non-attachment, teaching of non-attachment or teaching of emptiness. We studied about this for a pretty long time. Emptiness, emptiness, emptiness. Emptiness is form and form is emptiness. And then put emphasis on this emptiness. And this is what we were studying in hot weather that night. And I was making my best effort, drinking so many, so much, so many cups of water. Let's take it easy. This will be. The third teaching is third teaching is actually this is pretty hot teaching too. Teaching suffering. Everything suffers. Even it is not so hot, we suffer. Why we suffer? And if we know why we suffer, we'll have some way to be free from suffering. And this is important, you know. Because we believe in the theory of cause and effect. You know. So if we, you know, if we can get rid of cause of suffering, actually we'll be free from suffering, because suffering has some cause for it, and there is, you know, complete relationship between cause and effect. we cannot change the result. If we have some certain cause, we will have its effect accordingly. This is our belief. No one can change the law of cause and effect. If you don't, you know, if you eat too much, you will have stomach ache. You know, no one can change it. And if you have bad karma in previous life or past life, or in past time, you will have bad result. And this is a Buddhist belief. But anyway, here, we should know why we suffer, the teaching of suffering. And when we know why we suffer, we will know how to get rid of the cause, and how we change. We will know how to change, how we improve, how we could improve our life. Why we suffer is actually, you know, the reason why we suffer, or cause of suffering, is ignorance. Ignorance means we do not know the true teaching that everything changes, and that everything has no self, because we do not know anything about those teaching, we suffer. Actually, everything changes, but you know, we expect things not to change. For instance, I am changing, you know, every day. So, but I am not anymore young. But I feel as if I am quite young. And I expect you to treat me as a young boy. But, you know, I am not young at all. And next year I shall be much older. But I feel as if I am always young like this. Like, I was 40 or 45 years old. As I expect you to treat me, you know, as a young boy, or I expect me to be always young, when I see the mirror, myself into the mirror, I'm very discouraged. That is suffering. You don't know this kind of suffering because you are too young. But for you, there, particular suffering. That suffering is suffering because you have too much energy. To have too much energy is also suffering. There are many sufferings, but cause of suffering is we actually don't know. Not much about that. And Jay said this morning to me, Aram was very famous, as you know. Ignorance, you know, means ignorance. To ignore. Intellectually, we know everything changes, but actually, we don't like things to change. Ignore the truth is ignorance. Maybe so. I thought she said, ignore ants. There were many ants in my room. So I thought, he said to me, don't kill ants. Ignore ants. But ignorance. We should not ignore, you know, the truth. And we know that we should not ignore the truth, but still, you know, we ignore. We are always trying to ignore the truth. Truth, we think, should be true with others, not with me. Usually, how I feel, how we feel. The matter of birth and death is inevitable for human beings. But we know the truth of birth and death. But we think as if that truth is for someone else, not with me. You know, with me, I feel as if I live forever. Even though someone died, even though we see someone die, and someone is dying, we don't feel that matter of birth and death is universal suffering for us. And someone may feel, oh, this is terrible, you know, when your friend dies. This is terrible. But someone may not feel so seriously, even though your friend died. But if your direct relative die, you will feel, you will be shocked. But someone will not, even your direct relative die, you may not feel so bad. But when you feel, when you are dying, you will feel terrible. That is the human way. And that is true for all human beings. So we count suffering. four suffering or eight suffering. If we count the suffering of birth and death, suffering of illness, suffering of old age. I said birth and death, so it is so, actually. So, suffering of birth. Birth should be a great suffering, you know, for us, even though we do not remember. But it should be a great suffering for the baby and for the mother. So suffering of birth, suffering of illness, suffering of old age, you know, suffering of old age, and suffering of death. Next suffering for me will be suffering of death. And that is four. And there are some more. We count just four. But actually, there are many and many suffering. The suffering of separating, being separated from someone who you love. That is fun. The suffering you meet who you don't love. That is actually very true. I don't know why, but if you think over and over, you will find out why. Who should be blamed for? Anyway, we suffer. For meeting someone you hate, you don't like. That is next one. And suffering you cannot gain which you want. This is very true. And that is, you know, if you think over and over about it, you will find out why. It is because, in short, because you expect things, you know, too much. And you expect something which is not permanent to be permanent. That is another reason. In this way, you will find out many reasons why you cannot gain what you want. And the last one is we suffer because of our own vitality or imbalance of the vitality. Difficulty to control our desires and vitality. Those are the four, another four suffering. So we say four sufferings or eight sufferings. So the suffering of birth, suffering of illness, suffering of old age, suffering of death, and suffering of being separated from someone who loves, and suffering of to meet someone who you do not love, and suffering which you not gain, which you want, suffering, that you cannot have what you want. And suffering of imbalance of the vitality. Those are eight sufferings. But in short, those sufferings comes from ignorance. The fundamental suffering is caused by the idea of self. Self, which we have subjectively, and which we have objectively. We think, you know, everything is substantial. Everything exists just as you see. But actually, it is not so. Something you see is created by yourself. If you do not see anything, there is nothing actually. Because you see something, there is something. So in one sense, we are creating things by our eyes or by your ear, by your five sense organs. And there is nothing which is purely subjective or objective. Something which something exists is subjective being and also objective being. This is very true. You may say that is not true, but actually it is so. You may say objective being is something which really exists, and subjective being is something which you yourself created. But actually, you know, for us, something exists is very subjective. Maybe 80% or 90% and it means that at the same time ignorance or ignorance create, you know, or subjective ignorance. Because of ignorance, with our subjective function of five sense organs create things. We don't know why, but a human being creates many things, not only spaceship, but always we are creating something. I have a scroll done by famous Zen master. It says, a piece of stone. In the air, it says, a stone in the air. Actually, there is no stone in the air. You may find some electric bulbs, but there is no stone in the air. But we see many stones. Something subjective, you know, something which we create. in the air. That is something which we see. And this is very true. Even though your scientific mind will not accept it, but actually there are many things, many difficulties which we create. So I say homemade difficulties. Difficulties created by yourself. This is the cookies I made. Please have it. This is very good. I don't know if everyone thinks that it's good. But at least you think this is very good. Maybe so. Maybe not so. I don't know. That is very true. But you think the cookies you made is best. And there's no just cookie. Cookie is something, maybe always best cookie. Whatever cookie is, the cookie is always best cookie. Especially when you make it. when someone else will make it, especially someone who you don't like make it, that is always bad cookies. So cookies are always good cookies or bad cookies. No cookie, no just cookie doesn't exist. So cookies are very subjective, you know. Subjective view. Maybe 1% of it objective cookie, but most cookies are 99% of cookies. Objective cookies. I think Buddha was very wise to say, we create things. And all the being is created by ignorance. We ignore the truth. You may ask them, who created that ignorance? The terminology of ignorance is which was created, endless, beginningless time. We don't know when it was created and who created. And we don't suppose to suppose something, someone who created. We have no idea. We are not interested in who created, how created. Yes, we are interested in how things are created, but we don't say who created. This is the difference between Christianity and Buddhism. So as a Buddhist, it is all right to say, I don't know. I don't know who created the ignorance. That is quite all right for us. If you are Christian, you shouldn't say so. is in Satan, you are not Christian anymore. You should say, God created. And then you will ask, why he created. There's no end. So it may be better to say, I don't know. And I may ask you, why do you ask such a question? That will be my question for someone who asks me. This kind of discussion should be continued sometime, which is not so hard. What I was talking about. Anyway, because of ignorance, everything exists. This is another translation of the teaching of selflessness. That you ask, why we have ignorance means you, try to figure out some substantial being must have created ignorance. We Buddhists are more interested in how everything is going on, like science, not who created. How everything is actually going on is the main point of Buddhist teaching. But we do not see what exists besides our besides the things we see, besides phenomenal world. In Western thought, there is idea of absolute. But actually, we don't have the idea of absolute, like you understand by absolute. For us, the word absolute is another interpretation of phenomenal being. So absolute and phenomenal being is two sides of one coin. There is no absolute beyond our phenomenal world. This is also the point you should always remember. When you study Eastern thought, you should put this point always in your mind. or else you will not pass court. You will always fail to pass the court. Because you stick to the idea of absolute, and ignore the reality. Ignore your human life. We say ignorance, you know. But ignorance, to know that we are ignorant is wisdom. To know what is ignorance is wisdom. And that you don't know what is wisdom is ignorance. If you know we are ignorant, and we are creating things because of us, enlightenment, with this wisdom, you will have will reach the stage of kendo. Kendo means the first stage. The stage you have right understanding of reality, real life. And so, real life we mean is life of ignorance, you know, and life of wisdom. And wisdom and ignorance is also two sides of one coin. So we say, if you know the cause of suffering, which is ignorance, you will know how to attain perfect understanding. Buddha said, because this arises, you know, A arises, and B arises. And because A exists, B exists. Because A arises, B arises. And you may say, actually he says, B extinguishes. But the same thing. It is the truth of cause and effect in time span. Because, you know, I arrive here, I will die someday. Because A arrives, B extinguishes. And because I exist, you exist at the same time. If I don't exist, you don't exist. For you, if you don't exist, I don't exist. And actually, we cannot be separated completely from you. Physically and spiritually. If I say something, you will understand it. So, in space-time, space, we are related closely. We cannot be independent. So, this teaching is called interdependence, teaching of interdependence. Vertically and horizontally, we are closely related, and we are all interdependent being. That is another interpretation of how we exist and how we suffer. And actually, it is the teaching of everything changes and selflessness. Nothing to be called self particular, because we are related, completely related with each other. So, in Mahayana, a teaching concludes this thought in this way. One is all are one. One is all. That I exist here, everything exists. That everything exists means I exist here. So, I or everything else is another interpretation of one reality. So in reality, one is all and all is one. So far is maybe intellectual understanding of the truth, because actually, even though we understand in this way, we ignore our understanding and stick to the idea of self. I. You know, we always say I. ignore how everyone else is thinking. That is actually true. I am sorry to say so. For me and for you. But it can't be helped. If you have this kind of wisdom, you will completely understand why we suffer and how we could get free from suffering. To know, you know, the cause of suffering is to attain the way to free from suffering, way to get up and get rid of suffering. And Buddha concludes in this way, there is no other way to get out of suffering for us. The only way to get out of suffering is to know, to have wisdom, to know what is the cause of suffering. Before Buddha, you know, people offer sacrifice to divine being and to have sometimes to be born in some wonderful world. But, you know, there is no to sacrifice something. The act of sacrificing something cannot result, you know, for us to be born in some other world. If we, you know, kill some animal, the animal may suffer, you know, and we will suffer too. That is true. That is true cause of cause and effect. And we, you know, offer some money to Buddha and to improve our health. Buddha help me. I will offer million dollars to you. So please help me. But it cannot be. We cannot be helped in that way. Because the cause and effect is wrong. So only way to get free from suffering is to know real cause of suffering and to get rid of the knowing of what is the cause of suffering. Try not to do something which will cause suffering. That is the only way to get out of the suffering, according to Buddhism. So we have no miracle at all. Because we believe in the truth of cause and effect. And we are strictly observe true cause of cause and effect. And if we mix up the cause of cause and effect, that is so called to violate the one of the precepts, kaigon shuken. That is the teaching. Teaching of suffering. I think next time, tomorrow, I must explain the teaching of Four Noble Truths. So we tonight we studied what is suffering and what is cause of suffering, and we depart to the teaching of interdependence. Teaching of interdependence is arising from conditional causation. Everything arises from condition and not being spontaneous or self-conditioned. Has no separate and independent nature. Nothing has no independent nature. This is, you know, a teaching of interdependence. Oh. I have no time to drink. Thank you.